Arriving with yourself. Taking in how you are in this moment. In a simple way, just connecting to whatever is obvious about your experience in this moment. Perhaps that's body sensation. Maybe some areas of tension in the body, or particular strong sensations in the body, places where there's contact with your hands or feet or hips. Or maybe it's just a simple general sense of sitting. Being with yourself, being with your body, however it is, exploring the possibility of a non-judgmental, allowing, receptive sense of how you are. This checking in with how we are might also include recognizing how we are emotionally. Feelings, moods. And again, can there be a sense of acknowledging this is how it is right now, and exploring the possibility of allowing, if there's a challenge, like a reactive emotion, for instance, allowing doesn't mean leaning into it or kind of getting carried away by it, but more just a simple recognition, oh, that's here right now. Can mindfulness be with that? Can mindfulness know that? Can mindfulness hold that? And this mindfulness of experience is neither leaning in or getting carried away by something, nor is it repressing. It is an opening to and an acknowledgement of this is what's here. And that capacity that possibility, when we touch into that possibility of just opening to this is what's here, it can be transformative. There's a way that that capacity or quality of receptive, allowing awareness can create a space in which whatever is happening can be allowed to transform, allowed to be felt, and allowed to arise and pass in its own time. Like watching waves come and go, strengthen and weaken. So much of what happens in our experience, we tend to give it more weight, kind of hold on to it or believe its importance, believe it has some kind of substance. And this relationship, when we have a relationship to something we think has substance, we often either want to hold on to it or get rid of it. And this process of mindfulness, of being aware of experience as it changes, as it evolves, as it comes and goes, begins to help us understand there's much less substance to any experience than we might think. And so we can say perhaps that this process of being willing to allow, receive just what's here without repressing or leaning into, allows the nature, the insubstantial nature of experience to be revealed. Allows experience to be seen as changing. When unpleasant experience changes, we like that. When pleasant experience changes, we tend to not like that. And so another aspect of experience to open to, as we see experience change, notice how we are seeing that. Experience is changing. Sometimes we are delighted when experience is changing, and sometimes we feel sadness or grief or loss or longing. And that too is yet another experience that can also be seen. Oh, sadness and longing are happening. That too is a changing, insubstantial, conditioned experience. Just another aspect of this human life tumbling on. And it can also be held and recognized with mindfulness. We don't have to lean into or repress sadness or longing either, as we see this insubstantial nature of experience. Fundamentally, our practice, our mindfulness practice is simple, just really just this moment. What's here? Can it be held, received? This allowing mindfulness. And noticing any non-allowing that might arise. Non-allowing doesn't have to be converted into allowing. Non-allowing itself can be allowed. This is what's happening. Just this. What's here? Noticing that things change and tumble on this human, the poignancy of this human life, tender, and vulnerable.